Anthony Migliaccio is joining us from Salvi the Florist in Lynn and in Swampscott. And Anthony, great to see you and great to be talking with you.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, Valentine's Day, you walk in your store, it is red, obviously, for Valentine's Day, right?
Yes, a lot of red. A little bit of white, a little bit of pink, but for the most part, it's red.
So tell us, I mean, you are incredibly busy right now here with day before Valentine's Day, more or less here. And so what is it like? Is this the busiest time of year for you?
It is probably the busiest, 24 hours you can really have. Mother's Day can be pretty busy, but it's like kind of a whole week. But Valentine's Day is really just one big, big day. It's about 24 hours with obviously a lot of prep leading up to that particular day.
So who are your customers? Are they more male or more female?
Mostly male.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when they come in, what do they say?
I need flowers. That's pretty much it.
When I look around a place like this, this is a business that it's an incredible business because your inventory, you can't keep your inventory for long here because it's flowers.
Absolutely, yeah. If flowers are a perishable good, so you have to be able to bring in stuff quickly and move it out quickly. So it's a really kind of a balancing act with when you're bringing stuff in from the wholesalers, when we process them here and get them on the trucks to their recipients.
So what other than roses, what else is big on Valentine's Day?
Lilies are probably the second most common flower. Roses, though, are pretty much the dominant flower for everything.
So where do roses come from this time of year to Salvi's?
A lot come from South America. We find that most of the best flowers and roses especially come from areas in South America through certain farms that we go through.
So by the time folks hear this will be Thursday. So what are folks' deadlines? I mean, I imagine you're going to be very busy right on Valentine's Day itself.
If you haven't prepared yourself for this day, we will be open very late at our Western Avenue store. We've been known to stay open until midnight, 1 o'clock for people coming in. We don't really close this place until there are no more people.
It's like tax season, right? Where they keep the post office sometimes open until midnight on tax day, right? Yeah.
Our job is to sell flowers, and when people need flowers, we want to be there for them.
Any good stories off of Valentine's Day over the years? There must be some stories of folks coming into the store.
Absolutely. Probably the funniest things that really come in are when there's a store just packed with people, and you have somebody coming in for, they have a baby shower in April that they want to discuss. And then, they're looking around, but they don't seem very concerned that, there's that many people in the store. So we usually politely tell them to come back in a few days. But, usually those are the things that, at least in shop talk, those are pretty much the funny stuff. I mean, you have people, love does crazy things. So you can imagine all the types of things that go on in the shop here.
Oh, I can imagine that, but that is a great point. I mean, how often does that happen to folks? I mean, a girl walks in, she has her wedding 8 months from now, but she just got engaged and she wants to stop by on Valentine's Day.
It happens every year. At least one person comes. I mean, even today, it happened already. So, it just happens. Some people just, if you're not in the business and you're not in the know, you're just kind of going about your day, but then they walk in and it's crazy in here.
Or a guy walks in with a microphone, just as annoying, I'm sure.
No, this is wonderful. I'm really glad you came in.
Anthony, great meeting you. Best of luck and have a great Valentine's Day here at Salvi's.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Anthony Migliaccio joining us from Salvi the Florist in Lynn and in Swampscott. Connections continues just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.